Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we got to figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Derek Johnson brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you, and also Sheet Metal Workers Local number 2. DJ, you gonna make it to Sunday, or you already amped up, ready to run through a wall, put the pads back on, and go take on Saquon Barkley?
Oh, man, I am ready to get out there and help them win, but I don't have it anymore, unfortunately. But I tell you what, man, I will be down for the weekend. I'm not sure if I'll go to the game. I want to watch the game when it's in a comfortable setting. But I tell you what, man, you were right on. I was just listening to you guys about I got an echo right now. I don't know why. Is there an echo going on, y'all?
No, we hear you just fine. That's something, you know, we're down in New Orleans and Nathan's back there. Okay. There's probably a button he got to hit back there to make sure that, you know, you don't hear the echo. So we'll try to get
We're on it, DJ, I promise.
We're on it. We'll get that in a second. But you were talking about just kind of listening in earlier.
Yeah, just listening in and you guys talking about the dynasty and being hated. That is so true, man. And that kind of sucks. It's like, man. You almost have to make up some stuff to poke holes in the Chiefs football team. But instead of hating, man, people need to figure out how to beat us because this train is not stopping, man. We people coming in, you know, in and out of this organization, and now I'm just so proud to be a Chiefs fan. And trust me, everybody that's talking and hating on the Chiefs, but they're not Chiefs fans, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I do really believe, DJ, that New England's behavior and the way that they cheated and were just mean and nasty during that 20-year run, I think it really has had a residual effect on the Chiefs because people are just looking for ways to say they're not good instead of saying they're great and let's embrace the greatness that's going on right now. Yeah. We live in such a world where we're always just trying to point out why things shouldn't be working and why things are bad instead of sitting back and go, my God, they're laying the blueprint for the way to do it the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's something that's hard for the world to take, you know, just because we're dominating in a fashion that's hasn't been done before, and the way we're doing it, right? Just like when Patriots did, they did it well, and they were really good. But they had some elements and some events that happened where you say, "Oh, wow, that maybe gave them a little bit of edge." But we're winning in a sense of, man, they're like, "Hold on, let's pick out something. We have to pick out something. It can't be this great." But it turns out we are.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like people just don't want to believe and don't want to accept that some teams can just be greater than everybody else and better at things, like the little things and doing the right things all the time. Like, people are having a hard time embracing that the Chiefs just do everything better and at a different level right now than everybody else in the NFL.
Yeah, they do. They do, and I'm proud to be a when you look at it, it's just unbelievable, man, from offense to defense. Don't get me wrong, we have Pat Mahomes. We have people that are superstars on our team. But I tell you what, man, you cannot sit here and not talk about our defense and what Spags has done during this run, during this dynasty. And being able to come back to the Super Bowl and have a chance for a three-peat, that is unbelievable. I mean, I think, and you are right, I think we had that on our mind at the beginning of the season. Most people, that'll get them distracted. Like, we're very mature. Andy Reid's a big part of all of this success at the end of the day, and he has these guys in position to do something that's never been done in the history of the National Football League, which is that's crazy.
DJ, when you see the storylines that are maybe not as talked about as much because we haven't seen a whole lot of people practice, but you got to think that with Philadelphia's left guard and their center being pretty banged up and not 100% chance they're going to go for this game on Sunday, seeing that as a middle linebacker, when you know that that's where they're wounded, you know, is that where Spags will focus, or will he kind of, you know, still go to the beat of his own drum?
The good thing about National Football League, it's all about matchups and being able to see where the weak link is. That's a thing. That's actually a skill that Spags and other defensive coordinators and other coordinators in the league they try to figure out, because somehow you got to get the edge. Like, regardless of who's in the Super Bowl, like, everybody's pretty good. So we're all pretty even. This is not going to be a game where you say, oh, somebody's going to, you know, really have the upper hand. We're at the top of the tier. So it's going to be freaking close the whole way through. How do you get that extra edge? Do you put Chris Jones on a guy that hasn't played much? Or do you do some TE games with the defensive line side just to give them some different looks, or line up in an exotic look just to get them all flustered because they have a couple guys that haven't played much? So it's going to be fun to see what Spags comes out. But trust me, it's not going to be regular, whatever he does.
No, it's going to be something, you're right, that we haven't seen. And again, that goes to the beauty of what this organization is all about, presenting things to the opposition that they've never seen before, things that they're not ready for, just being more, in tone or in touch, I guess you could say, with details than the other teams are. And, I mean, we saw a play, what was it, in this last game against Buffalo, Houston, the quarterback, you know, rollout sneak for a touchdown and whatnot. Like, things that we haven't seen before on offense, things that we haven't seen before on Buffalo. Defense. It was the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
You keep the opposition off guard. You keep the opposition on their toes. And that's why they're good. Like, you can study tape for hours of these guys, but you know there's going to be stuff on there that you have never seen before. And just to kind of go back to Spags and how good he is, Nazi Johnson said last week, we knew exactly where, you know, these guys were going to go. We knew exactly what was going to happen because they're prepared better. Like Dave Tobe being prepared on a field goal block. Like, these coaches just prepare their guys better than everybody else.
Yeah, that's a great point. Able to stop the run also helps you to get in these exotic looks, especially on the defense side of the ball. That you got to earn the right to rush the pass. You got to earn the right to pull out those special exotic plays that Spags has thrown up, and all the guys love being able to play a regular two-man coverage, but make it look all exotic, and them moving just kind of. I saw a couple clips the other day. And I'm like, man, the quarterback has to be flustered. He has to hold the ball longer because Spags gives him so many different disguises, so many different looks. But at the end of the day, being able to have Nick Bolton, those guys in the middle to help stop the run, so we can earn the right to pull out those exotic plays. It's going to be a task. It's going to be tough. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Saquon is Saquon. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
How would you approach Saquon Barkley in this game if you were playing the Nick Bolton position, the captain of that defense? Like, how do you stop this guy?
Well, you got to get enough people around the ball. Everybody has to. When you're in a game, it's not. That guy's on the tackle. Let me jog over here. Everybody is running like their heads on fire to the ball because Saquon will make a couple people miss. That's happening, right? And as a coach, you're not coaching on the sideline. Hey, you got to grab him at the legs. You got to make sure you hold on. And no, we know all that. Hey, you do the best you can. Somebody else is coming because he's going to make a couple people miss. But that's when the ball comes out. That's when you can have an opportunity to punch it out, do that peanut punch or whatnot. But you got to get enough people around the ball to tackle this guy. One person is not going to – I don't care how good you are on defense. One person is not going to take this guy down. We need a few more players, which we do have. Our defense is really good, not just defensive linemen and linebackers, but our DBs can tackle too. So we got a lot of active guys that'll be around Saquon. So I'm pretty confident that not that we will shut him down, but we will minimize him where he is not a factor that really handicaps us during the game.
Yeah, because I think, quite honestly, DJ, he's the only guy that has the ability to beat the Chiefs. And if they shut him down, boom, I think this is a game that the Chiefs go ahead and win in a pretty big way.
Yeah. And you want to put Hurts in that situation. Not that Hurts can't throw the ball, but when things are very comfortable, just like a Lamar Jackson, when things are very comfortable for these running quarterbacks that can throw, if you can't stop them, their running game and that offense and what they do over there, it's going to be a long it's going to be a long day because Hurts can run too. So it's you don't want to get into that problem. You want to stop that early. Now DB's going to have to play some one-on-one down the field for that to happen. So we're going to have some 50-50 balls that's going to be up in the air, and we're going to have to come down with them.
Yeah, and you know, that's ultimately what you got to do, get the big play, get the turnover, force that team into a mistake, and you got an opportunity to win.
Yeah. And it's just do we have the confidence to do it? Absolutely. We can win literally. Like, we're probably the only team in the National Football League that can win any fashion. Literally any fashion. I mean, it comes from getting sacked, or it comes from getting interceptions. It comes from special teams, kick return, or block punt, and obviously on the offense side of the ball. You don't think that we are a big running team, but guess what? We can win running the ball. Like, we could win running the ball, and we know about Patton, what he can do with his arm, and Kelsey and those guys, and being able to have those weapons on the outside. This is going to be fun. I really don't know how we're going to get the win, because we've won every single way this season. I know Andy Reid and the Chiefs are going to figure it out, and it will come down to the wire every single time, and usually we come out with the dub.
Well, DJ, two things. Did we fix the echo for one?
Yes, we did. We did. Okay. Halfway through, I'm like, oh, man, I can roll now.
Praise be. And then, two, hey, I've only been in New Orleans for 24 hours. Do you have any advice for me food-wise, or, like, what I should do in recreational downtime?
Oh, my goodness. What can't you do down there? I mean, when it comes to just – make sure you keep drinking water, if that makes sense.
Okay, no, I understand. Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, man, enjoy the game. Enjoy the road to the three-peat. We appreciate the time, and hopefully we're talking to you on a Victory Monday a week from today.
Oh, yeah. Let's go Chiefs, baby.
No doubt about it. Derek Johnson, Community American Credit Union. Community American Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. That's what's brought to you by Derek Johnson there here on 96.5, the Fan.